once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Blag the Ripper.
Thank you, Gary Owens. Yes, indeed, I am Blag the Ripper. And I'm here with Mike, the Root Hog Routier.
Root Hog, is it? Well, I need a nickname, I guess.
That's right, man. It will be like Cooter and the Bear.
I thought it was the bear and the other bear.
The bear and the other bear. No, that's a new gay morning team that they got on the radio.
All the good gay stuff's taken. What are we going to do?
That's right. You know, this show is dedicated to a great punk rock legend. This is Radio Like You Want, the Jell-O edition.
Wow. It doesn't get any bigger than that, does it?
That's right. Well, that's what they say. Jell-O Biafra is a Bay Area punk rock legend. He's a worldwide punk rock legend. Started his own label, Alternative Tentacles, almost 30 years ago.
Wow, seems like just yesterday.
It does seem like just yesterday, because really we've been abusing substances the whole time.
Well, that's part of it. Like, let me ask you this, man. When you were tiptoeing across the nation, your little Beetle boots, heading on out here to San Fantastic, Jell-O was probably the Dead Kennedys band to beat, right?
We loved the Dead Kennedys. But when we came out here and we finally got to meet Jell-O, he was at our show going, "Can't hear the keyboard."
He still says that in his shows.
And we drank some beers and we hung out. And he was getting sued over the Frankenchrist cover.
Right, yep.
The Justice Department was coming at him hard. Tipper Gore from
Nipping
the
at his heels.
Music Resource Center was coming at him hard. His band was coming at him hard. But Jell-O, bloody but unbowed. The man is a rock legend. He's hung on. He knows a lot about rock and roll music.
He's a survivor, and he's been surviving all these years.
He's like Beyonce.
Only tougher. He's been putting out great music the whole time, working with other artists, and now he has his own band, Guantanamo School of Medicine, and he's out there doing it to it. He's also still releasing great stuff on Alternative Tentacle Records, and they currently re-released a classic here from Victim's Family, the classic White Bread Blues. It's on vinyl, 180-gram blue vinyl.
Let's hear one here. 180 grams.
Supermarket Nightmare is my favorite track. Let's rock that one.
Radio
Like You Want.
Side of tater tots, please.
I'm so Mr. President, the people must be told that the killers of today could become the mass murderers of tomorrow.
But do you truly believe that by deliberate present-day action, we can neutralize that possibility, that we can alter the future?
Yes, Mr. President, I do.
Do you also believe that we should? Given the power to alter the future, have we the right to use it?
Thank you. In the name of world profits, America broke the bar secret police. America wants fuel. To get it, it needs puppets. So what's 10 million dead if it's keeping out the Russians? Well, trained by the CIA, we're taking tax money and bar brag. The Peace Corps builds as a labor camp when they think they're building schools. Cowboy Ronnie comes to town, forks out his tongue at human rights. Sit down, enjoy our ethnic meal. Dine on some charbroiled nun. Try a middle on. Small as a mirror as a camera's quick. And make big business happy. Anytime, anywhere. Maybe you'll just disappear. Come on, boy.
Blag. Bleed for radio like you want, and you will bleed for our next guest. He's the former frontman of Dead Kennedys, the head of Alternative Tentacles. He's recorded with DOA, No Means No, The Melvins, and more. Feared worldwide by multinational corporations. Please welcome a true prankster extraordinaire and well-known swell guy, Jello Biafra.
You forgot my new band, dude.
Well, we're getting into your new band. That's first. Let's hear about it. The Guantanamo. What's the handle?
Guantanamo School of Medicine.
Nice.
It's the here, it's the now. I know. I wanted to give you an opportunity to educate.
Who's in this band, Jello? What's the story?
Well, the guitarist is Ralph Spite, who some people know from Victim's Family and Freak Accident, Hellworm, Saturn's Flea Collar, you name it. And the other guitarist is Chemo Ball, who plays with Ralph and Freak Accident and works with Ralph Carney and Carney Ball Johnson, Griddle, and way back when he was in Mole Triffid, who you probably remember. And then bass on the album is Billy Gould, and then Faith No More reformed. So now we've got Andrew Weiss, who is the brother of our drummer John Weiss. And the brothers have hardly been able to play together because Andrew stayed in New Jersey all these years when he wasn't touring with Rollins Band and Ween and
voluntarily stayed in New Jersey?
Voluntarily stayed in New Jersey. Yeah, they're Joysy boys. While John moved out here and did Shark Bait and Horsey, a little bit of Helios Creed and Tonnage and other bands. And so John and Andrew finally get to play together, although Andrew commutes. So
what are we going to hear out of this band? What's the style?
Well, you can play something off of it if you want.
We plan to.
Oh, we're going to be.
Yeah, yeah. So you can describe the style. We prefer to think of ourselves as disease rock.
Disease rock. Nice.
And always inventing a new genre.
Right here on Radio Like You Want.
Disease beat.
I got one.
Jello has reinvented music once again.
I guess if you wanted to pigeonhole it, you'd put it kind of halfway between Dead Kennedys and the stuff I did with the Melvins. It's fiercer in Dead Kennedys in a lot of ways, and but also it's got the surf and the psychedelic edges that I haven't really been able to call forth from the depths for a long time. I mean, in this case, finally I got my own band, it's local, we practice regularly, there's more songs and more albums in the works, and you know, so far it's me writing all the music as well as the words, since I did most of Dead Kennedys' music too, but hopefully the others will bring stuff in too.
When did you decide to put a full-time band back together? I mean, for years you've been playing with other well-known bands, and when did you say, I want my own band back?
Oh, I always did. It just never happened.
Oh, really? All those years you were trying to do this?
I mean, I had people I wanted to work with, but then they were either bands they'd be fools to leave, or drugs entered the picture.
Like Faith No More?
Or major...
Is that Al Jurgensen for drugs entered the picture?
Or major labels entered the picture, and then drugs and despair entered the picture,
right.
When they came out the other end, and same difference. But finally now... Here we are. I guess finally I had a deadline and stuff and couldn't just keep trying to put out fires all day on the phone and not get organized on this, because I saw that Stooges show at the Warfield you might have been at on Iggy's 60th. Yeah. And it occurred to me, wow, I turn 50 next year. I better do something. And if it's a tenth as good as the Stooges, I'll declare victory.
Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. The latest release is called The Audacity of Hype. I got queued up Clean as a Thistle. You want to set this one up, Jello?
Clean as a Thistle is about conservative, all-American family values, born-again penises, basically, and all the weird adventures they get into. The song will never go out of style because it keeps happening. You know, Mark Sanford runs off with his floozy in Argentina instead of being governor of South Carolina and completely disappears for a week.
But I respect that. I mean, he did want to fuck his wife.
Running him for 2012.
And he lied. I mean,
they were talking about running him for president in 2012, and now they got to find somebody else. I thought it was hilarious.
Now he's running.
There's an even better Mark Sanford story, though, was when he wanted more budget cuts for the budget bill, he ran into the legislature and down the carpet, carrying a baby pig in each arm, crying about all the pork that was in the budget, and both the pigs shit on him. Oh. Ruined the carpet, too, from what I read.
While I dance behind that man that I inspire.
Clean as a Thistle right there, the new one from Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine off the Audacity of Hype right here on Radio Like You Want. Jello, I always wondered what inspired you musically.
Well, I mean, I guess the Walter Mitty wannabe rock and roll singer thing started when I was about 7 years old and first discovered the stuff. And that would have been the fall of 1965 when Beatlemania was still going on and commercial radio still played local garage bands, which in Colorado's case meant the Astronauts, who were somewhat known nationally. Although I didn't know about their surf stuff till later, because by then they were playing vocal music and garage rock on those later RCA albums and things. And then the Moonrakers were one of the big local Denver bands. They made that Christian album later, but that's not...
We're still waiting for your Christian
but,
album.
What about Knights of the New Crusade? Over. Although I'm not actually right. in that band. Jesus is the Answer by Wesley Willis. I'll cover that. Or maybe I'm in the Lord's Army, or When Mr. Satan Knocks on My Heart's Door by Little Marcy. That would be a good cover. You can organize a tribute to Little Marcy album. And
I don't think I ever heard Little Marcy.
Oh, you just need to go to more thrift stores. She was this demented-looking little girl... ventriloquist puppet, and the ventriloquist looks even more bizarre than Marcy does, and she sings falsetto and little Christian lullabies for little Christian children.
No, wait, was this your last girlfriend,
which...
Jello, or is this, who are we
no,
talking about?
No, you know who the last girlfriend was before Anne-Marie. She wasn't little Marcy. Although I guess her parents recorded by somebody in Fresno wanting to make them into a Jim and Tammy Baker show, but they
but you were listening
the
to the Beatles, the Stones, the standard stuff of the
I
day.
I gravitated to the harder stuff quickly.
And the Stooges and
well, that
MC5,
came that came
who
later.
The,
that came a
groups?
Little bit later, of course. But as a kid, it was like local garage, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, Music Machine, and the good ones. And then at that point, they had a primetime TV show with some of the shit on too, called Hullabaloo.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Fantastic.
Hullabaloo
fantastic.
Ruled. I'm still in love with that go-go dancer's hair. Leda Edmond Jr., that was her name. She made some great soul records, too.
Wow, so she could sing and dance.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like the Tammy Show, too, right? That recently came out on DVD.
Yeah,
a lot of people
didn't
turn on to those
that.
Kind of stuff.
I didn't know about that at the time, and I'm surprised my parents watched Hullabaloo because it was at dinner time. And it never occurred to me, even till after I left home, I could have read the TV guide and suggested other programs rather than them determining everything the family watched. Although it also means there's a lot of bad shows I never had the displeasure of seeing. And in sophomore year in high school, when I really discovered the used record store, and growing up in a country rock and Scientology jazz fusion hell town like Boulder, Colorado, it meant that you'd find the 13th floor elevators in the free box and nice. Later find the MC5 for a quarter and Funhouse sealed for a dime.
Right.
Right as my friends who knew how to play instruments were discovering Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Yes. So that relationship never recovered. It's not easy being just about the only Stooges fan in the whole town in a place like that.
Did you get to see any of these bands live? Did you see the Stooges or
oh,
the
are
MC5?
You kidding? No, they wouldn't come to Colorado, especially not 1974 or 5 when I could start borrowing the car and going out to concerts. I mean, you either had arena rock, and it was a big event when Black Sabbath finally showed up in Denver, or you had clubs that were national test marketing centers for the next wannabe Eagles. You know, like Firefall came out of Boulder, and Tommy Bolin, who did do some good stuff, came out of... Or Firefall came out of Boulder, and Tommy Bolin came out of Denver, and...
Well, tell me about the bands at the Mab so we can play a few good songs by them. Who was cranking it out when you came
here?
Yeah,
that came when I was going to school at UC Santa Cruz, or pretending I was anyway, and then going to punk shows on weekends, and quickly got hip to the Avengers, and then a little bit later the Dills, and when I finally moved back here, the Mutants were going, the Sleepers, Negative Trend. They were preceded already by Crime and the Nuns, and a real early one named Mary Monday. A woman named Mary Monday as well. She put out one super rare single called I Gave My Punk Jacket to Ricky, which you had to take the safety pins.
Mike, you got
to
find that one.
There you go, Evil Bay people. How many Mary Monday records come up for sale that still have the safety pins, huh?
Pop Gun, Merry Monday, and the Bitches right there. I gave my punk jacket to Ricky 7-inch. Ooh, so rare, 1977 release. Here with Mr. Jello Biafra right here on radio, like you want.
I got to hear about you taking acid with the Butthole Surfers.
I want to hear that too, man. That's
what an experience that was. I mean, it's almost like being around them in those days was an acid trip up unto itself. And to this day, I think Paul, in many ways, is more bizarre than Gibby. And how they actually managed to meet up and connect at the Trinity University Accounting School, no less.
Nice.
Where Gibby was also on the basketball team and edited the school paper, apparently.
Wow.
Which was a far cry from when their own little zine they made back then came out called Strange VD. And it had really gory photos, like somebody with elephantiasis in their nuts or something. Strange VD case number 63, black bag. And then they'd come up with a description. And another one was taco leg with some horrible tumor on.
So when you guys were tripping, did you look at pictures?
And then somebody's butt with distended shit coming out of it. Strange VD case number 42, pine cone butt, rumored to be the disease that killed Elvis Presley. It was just so fucking out there. And these were stored at Paul's parents' house.
Oh,
but anyway, they were up here, and I guess it was an outdoor shore with Tragic Mulatto, somewhere in a parking lot. And then
jacking off his hide.
I believe it was might have been, I don't know whether it was Bambi or one of the others who started passing the acid around. And then, or maybe we did it afterwards, I can't remember. Mark Dagger shows up, who was like violent skinhead from hell with the strength of a bull and whatnot.
Well, I know you're big on this skinhead scene.
He got in a fight with our old crew guy and early alternative titles guy, Microwave. And Micro, who knew how to defend himself, finally a black guy handed him a full bottle of wine. Go for it, dude. And he just swung it and knocked Dagger out. And then Dagger gets up and keeps collapsing as the women he had to drag him back to a car. And Paul Leary turned to me, they should dress him up like Abe Lincoln. And then, so we go out to the creatively named Ocean Beach, or maybe just a little bit south of that, where they got those weird rubbery plants that are cool to walk on and if you're barefoot and stuff. And then all the tunnels where they used to have the guns and shit, which I was walking through barefoot on acid, forgetting there was glass everywhere as we were calling out to each other in the tunnels sonically like tripping human whales or something. My favorite part of that, well, first Paul almost walked off the cliff, and then Gas looks back, wow, this is Scottish donkey logs.
I mean,
which is one of their old...
Only the Butthole Surfers could come up with this. Mike, I hope you got them in the set.
That was one of their old band names before, because they'd used a different one every time in San Antonio before they settled on Butthole Surfers. You know, there's Wigwam Cafeteria Pencils and Abe Lincoln's Bush and Ed Asner is Gay and the Jack Officers they used...
Ed Asner is Gay.
The Jack Officers they used later. Anyway, so then I'm standing, I think, yeah, on top of a sand dune, and then Paul looks up at me with that grin of his from down below. You know what would be the ultimate picture disc, Biafra? Get a bowl of big old logs and with the corn and all, and they have them whirl around when you put the record on, but they never go down the pipe.
There's a time to fuck and a time to cry, but the Shaw sleeps in Lee Harvey's grave! There's a time to shit and a time for God! The last shit I took was pretty fucking hot! Makes love to Maryland's remains.
Jell-O Tricops, one of my favorite bands. I know John Geek from Fleshies has been on your label for quite some time, but
great band from San Francisco.
Absolutely.
Don't miss it.
Tell me about signing Tricops and discovering that band for yourself.
Discover isn't quite the word, because I knew John and knew Larry ahead of time. Larry Boothroyd, the bassist from Victim's Family, who's now in Tricops. And Christian, the guitarist, comes from Bottles and Skulls, who are more Johnny Thunder's punk and roll, and you'd never guess how versatile and amazing Christian is in this band. Anyway, no, it was just a no-brainer as soon as I realized, wait a minute, this is their serious band and the Fleshies are kind of not a priority, and this is an amazingly good band. How can we not work with them? I mean, it's rare in this day and age you get that combination we talked about earlier. Good, unique music, fiery as hell on stage, completely demented frontman who's like Mark Mothersbaugh with his dick plugged in a light socket. You know, what more could you want in a band?
I thought Mark Mothersbaugh was Mark Mothersbaugh with his dick plugged in a light socket.
Yeah, for me, Triclops kind of defines what Alternative Tentacles sort of looks for in a band. Great live band, a little bit of an outsider, all the kind of things that you were just describing. So
there you go. You
got to get John in here.
Yeah, we do need to get John in here.
You can be my new PR man.
A band that I was a huge fan of. They were on AT for a little while, and I saw you almost at every show they were up front pumping your fist. Remember Zen Gorilla, how great that band was?
Oh, yeah.
Live, killer, too.
I mean, awesome.
Great records,
awesome.
Great live.
Yeah, they've
band.
Been hitting us up for a long time, even when they were a Butthole Surfers-y funk thing in Philadelphia and put out the 7 inches that came in reel-to-reel tape boxes that Marcus, I believe, assembled by hand. They even had a fifth member who was on films at that point named Daniel.
Wow.
And then the four of them moved out here. One of the last bands to relocate here as a band before the rents got so high that people chasing a dream like you and I couldn't come here so easily anymore.
The dream I was chasing was to get a lot of pussy, and I thought it would be hot here. Well, I got part of my dream.
It's pretty warm.
This is the coldest summer in recent record, apparently. Even Mark Twain would be appalled.
Now, you had an opportunity to recently record with the three members of Zangorilla that we know their whereabouts, right?
Yeah, that was I was approached about doing a tribute comp to the Rev that, what's the name of Red Eye Distribution's label? Yep Rock was going to put it out. And so far, they still haven't. It's supposed to have Hank 3 and Social Distortion all kinds of cool people. And I had to be on that one. And it also just blundered into a really, really good band out of Austin, Texas called Grady, who they're
kind of... Named after Fred Sanford's neighbor?
Probably not. But, you know, their guitarist, Gordy Johnson, is mainly a Canadian triple platinum legend from his days in Big Sugar up there. But he plays with picks on his fingers and is a wicked slide guitar player.
Wow.
At their best, they're like Johnny Winter crossed with Ministry or something. So
Johnny Winter crossed with Ministry.
Grady Fever in my brain.
That would be the ugliest band in the history of the world, incidentally.
Except the Dwarves.
Hey!
You're forgetting who your guitarist who cannot be named is. Not to mention you. You unzip your pants and a miniature talking, but he who cannot be named comes out. Anyway, and I knew Rich Millman, formerly Zangorilla, was a good slide guitar player, so I thought, let's do this really obscure Rev song that's only on a compilation out of Dallas, whose name I can't remember. Even Rigor Mortis is on that comp. But... one of the least known Rev songs, a pretty good one. So let's really make this into a slide guitar workout.
Speed demon lady coming down the track. One little bump and she ain't looking back. Been riding those endless rails. So-called friends of the quarter for sale. She's got a good friend when she gets a girl. Some tricks may be coming and it's time to show. Eight ball turn about 3 days straight. Sweet woman Ross gets mad if she's in love. What about PC?
Jello, I saw a show down at the Fillmore back in 2003. The Rollins Band was down there. They were doing a benefit for the West Memphis 3. They had Keith Morris come out, open up, do about 20 minutes of old Black Flag stuff, and then Rollins came out. And then you came out and did Jealous Again, right?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it was a really cool
special
night.
I wish I could have been on the Benefit album, and little did I know that the singer of Pennywise backed out at the last minute, so one track never had a vocalist, although what I really would have liked to have covered was Clocked In, which is a lesser-known Black Flag song off
From Everything Went Black, right?
Or it's on from that Cracks comp. In the Sidewalk, originally, which I think New Alliance put out. But
I thought Jealous Again was kind of a weird choice for you to sing.
They chose it.
Yeah, I kind of figured you got handed, like, here, you could do this one.
But actually, that one works great because Jello is constantly beating these bitches off with a stick. I see it around town as we run around. I mean, these bitches are jealous.
He's just trying to defend himself, really.
That's right. I mean, he needs to hold them at bay and say, look, girl, I'm here to make music. Get off the tip.
Yeah, and when I smell blag cooties a mile away, I know where to run.
Here's Jello Biafra fronting the Rollins Band, Jealous Again, live from the Fillmore, July 1st, 2003, on radio.
Like you want.
Didn't know anybody recorded that. Where's my
Jealous Again with the Rollins Band, Jello Biafra fronting that one. Jello, thanks so much for stopping by, man. Really appreciate it.
This man, Jello Biafra, he wouldn't come out and say it, but I'll say it. He's done more for punk rock in this town and around the world than anybody, so kiss my fucking ass if you don't like it.
I think Jello did say that, actually.
Oh, wait, he did say it.
Jello, I've done more for punk rock.
Your imitation of me isn't as good as Al Jorgensen.
That's completely absurd, and I object to it on the grounds of constitutionality.
I don't talk quite like that, dude.
It needs a little tweaking.
Is that right? Yeah, I didn't.
It's not nasal enough either.
Yeah.
Jello, we love you. We respect you. And most of all, we despise you. And let me tell you something. The world owes you a great debt, my friend. Keep rocking until you drop dead.
Keep on rocking in the blag free world.
heart failure.
Fortunately, I was able to dispose of that bomb in the nick of time and shield myself behind these heavy iron pipes.
You risked your life to save that riffraff in the bar?
They may be drinkers, Robin, but they're also human beings.
I like the stories. I love the gun. Shooting advertise as I love a world of fun. But in my room, wish you were dead. You fall like a baby in a razor head. I do the run to fuck. I do the run to fuck. Do the gun. But it's all I need right now to drive the fuck. To run to fun, to run, to fun. I fixed that thing you told. To run to fun. I've got a drop. My head's a mess. The only salvation is I'll never see you again. You give me hand. It makes it worse. Take out your fucking retainer, put it in your purse. And do drop the fuck. You do the right the fuck. Do drop, do fuck. It's all I need right now. All right, hey, I'm never like an ass baby. All right, hey, and now I got diarrhea. Do drop the fuck. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
My sentiments exactly, Jell-O. What a better way to wrap up a full hour of Jell-O than Too Drunk to Fuck.
That was so much Jell-O. That was more Jell-O than you could shake a stick at, Mike. And believe me, I've tried shaking a stick at Jell-O.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work. You can't get rid of the guy. Jell-O Biafra, an all-time legend in the punk rock sphere. Of course, we heard from the Guantanamo Bay Medical Student Supply Center or whatever it is he's doing now.
Yeah, you nailed it right on the head there, Black.
And we heard from the Dead Kennedys. We heard from everything in between. We heard from the Butthole Surfers. We heard from classic entertainers on Alternative Tentacles. And we learned that Jell-O is a dirty, dirty young man. He's into sex, drugs, and racism. In that order.
Yeah, we pulled the mask right off him, exposed him for what he really is, and just threw him out there for the people to judge, and I'm sure they will.
And we even got him a ticket on his car for parking out front.
That's right, we did.
So now that we've destroyed Jell-O and all that he stands for, it's time for us to give you all the pertinent poop. Mike, tell them how the folks in Radio Land can get a hold of us.
Well, if you just tuned in, you missed this fantastic show, you're going to want to head over to RadioLikeYouWant.com, grab the podcast. We've got the set list on there. Everything you need to know about us right there on the website. You can also give us a holler, 415-351-9662. That's 415-391-9662. Leave us a voice message. Let us know what you think about the show. Give us a station ID. How about that one? Radio Like You Want.
It's Radio Like I Want, Mike. And you know what? We broadcast from San Francisco almost live. We have so much respect for the entire world.
Do we do?
Turn it up.